Hey everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are the Playmakers, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis. Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey everybody, this is Director Joshua Pope.
Hey y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Buff on Hampton.
I'm Greg Ellis. What's going on, Dallas, Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie Mae, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great? Okay, great.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Talking Points. My very special guest today is none other than Brave Williams. She's an actress, she's a wonderful singer, and she's on the show today, so help me welcome her to the show. Hey, Miss Brave Williams, how you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm great. I'm delighted to be here.
Absolutely. So we can see you everywhere. You've kind of exploded on the scene after years and years of hard work. And so you're on the Christmas lottery. You have a new song. You covered Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby very well, I should add. And you have another song, Options, that's out. So let's start at the top. Christmas lottery. You're in that film. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, so the Christmas lottery is on BET. It actually comes back on BET this Monday for anyone that might have missed it at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as Christmas Day on at 9 p.m. But ultimately, Reginald Bell Johnson, we all know him as Carl Winslow from The Family Man. Yeah, he plays my father. Asia Epperson, she is in Greenleaf, as well as Candace Dillard Bassett. She's in Potomac Housewives. Okay. But both of them play my sister. My sisters, Asia is my older sister and Candace is my younger. But ultimately, it's a movie about family and hope. It's a movie about sibling rivalry. Mm. I play the character of Nicole, who I leave home and kind of never return because I am pursuing my career. I'm a successful investor. A banking investor, and my sister, who stayed at home, my older sister, is now responsible for being the caretaker of my mother, who is suffering from onset dementia. Mm-hmm. So when my father learns that he wins the lottery, he gives us a call, and now all the sisters come running home to get this $10 million ticket, and my mother misplaces it due to her dementia.
Wow.
And so it's so well written, and it's a great movie for the family. It's a great movie for love. It's a great movie for hope, and I definitely encourage everyone to watch it if you haven't already.
Yeah, you know, I missed the initial airing of it, and listening to you talk about it, I can't wait to watch it again. I mean, I can't wait to watch it.
Yes, that sounds I would love to watch it.
Yeah, that seems like something I wouldn't, and you know, I know viewers would not want to miss, especially in a season, in a year like this.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely lift your spirits. I mean, there's a few moments I remember, because it's crazy, my father actually passed away from Alzheimer's, and thank you. I mean, he lived a very fruitful, amazing life, but it was crazy because to see the mom who was portraying that ailment, mm-hmm. I mean, it took me right back to my dad. And there were a couple times on set where I had to catch myself and not start sobbing.
Yeah.
And just, you know, going through the natural emotions. But in the end, it definitely the love shoots out from the screen, and you can see just the authenticity between all of us and the cast.
Wow, I love that so much. And Asia Epperson, you know, like she said, from Greenleaf, Tasha, I think that was her character, Tasha. She was a kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to see her expanding from that role. And it's three of y'all, so you're the middle child in all of this. Talk about your real life. Are there any parallels, any mirrors to your natural life? You got any sisters or siblings?
Are you kidding me? I am the middle child in real life.
So am I. Children unite.
Yeah, so it is, and it's crazy because my character's name is Nicole Elizabeth and my name is Brave Elizabeth.
Wow.
It was actually surreal, the similarities that this movie paralleled with my real life. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, my older sister, who was very much like Asia's character, was the head stylist of the movie. So this is the first. I know, it was so crazy. It's the first time I ever got to work with my sister to that capacity on set as the lead stylist. So huge shout out to Little M Style, Maria Williams, because she rocked all the styles of the characters. But it was very surreal to be fussed out by Asia in a scene and then go to my wardrobe, you know, trailer, and then be fussed out by my real sister.
Wow.
Because I done messed her outfit up while I did something.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience.
Okay. Wow, I love it. It's the first time you experience something like that, but it's not your first role. It's not your first time on screen. I'm just going to go down a really short list, but it's an impactful list. VH1's Crazy, Sexy, Cool, The Story of TLC, Angrily Ever After, and my introduction to Brave Williams on Netflix, Love.com. I watched that movie, and by the end, I was like, that's not what I expected that movie to be, but I loved it.
Oh, I appreciate that. So many people are indifferent about the ending. They're like, why did it end like that? I'm like, well, stay tuned. Maybe there's a Love.com 2 coming out.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I really love that. And since then, you know, like, this pandemic has given me time to do everything and nothing at the same time. And so earlier in the year, I was just watching movie after movie. My wife would always just be on my back about that. What are you watching now? I'm like, hey, I'm trying to find, you know, find good movies. And I found them. Love.com, a lot of those like that. What I do is I go and follow the actors and actresses, the writers, the directors, the producers. I follow them on Instagram, and I follow you. And I'm inspired by the stuff, you know, that you post every day. It's always encouraging, uplifting, and, you know, it's real life, too. So I've gotten to know you, your social presentation. And that's cool, too. I really, really was glad that I met you after watching that film. I met you that way, and I'm meeting you now. So this is even cooler.
I mean, I really do. That's the only thing that an artist can ever ask for, is that, you know, the work is being received in a way to make people want to know more about the journey. So I don't take that lightly. I do appreciate you following me. And I encourage everyone that's listening to follow my journey at Be More Brave on Instagram.
Yes. And so before we go, I'm going to have to tap into your journey. You've done a lot. It's a lot more than we can cover in 20 minutes. But you have music out. Don't Tell Me No. That one came out earlier. And Options is one of your other releases that's well known. Talk to me about your music real quick.
Yeah, so Don't Tell Me No is the first release off of my own label, Brave New World. I just did a deal with Universal. So it's the first ballad that I've ever put out. And for me, I love the song. Mm-hmm. Like, huge shout out to Ivan Berrius, Docs. Docs is responsible for everything Music Soul Child. Every song that we love from Music Soul Child, Docs produced.
Wow.
And produced Don't Tell Me No. And so when I heard the track, Brittany Barber, huge shout out to her. She's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. But we co-wrote it together, and it's my baby. I felt like I wanted to do a song that encouraged people to love, especially men, because sometimes y'all be scared. Y'all always put it on a woman that, you know, we're emotional and we're too scared to be vulnerable. But men, I noticed that, you know, if you've had disappointments or heartbreaks, you guys can harbor those feelings too and allow allow those setbacks to kind of dictate, you know, your love life. Mm-hmm. And for me, Don't Tell Me No is like a plea to my men, like, look, don't tell me no. Let's do this thing together. I'm here, you're here. Let's put, you know, whatever fears we have aside and let's just love on each other. It's all good. Okay. No. And then Options is like the stepsister.
Yeah. As if you tell her no, she got options. Don't forget. Right.
Exactly, my brother. Options is what happens is if you tell me no. I'm asking you, don't tell me no, because I don't want options. But if you tell me no, and multiple times, I have to remind you that, okay, you're not the only man on this earth. And that goes for women too, because sometimes we can get complacent in relationships and stop treating our significant other, you know, with a special delicate care that we once did when we first met, you know? So this is like a declaration, like, hey, this is your reminder. This is your smoke signal. Let's get it together. Because I got options. Even right. The options, you know, choosing yourself first. So it's really about, you know, maintaining a standard and holding someone accountable to that standard. Okay. Yeah, those are the two releases, as well as Santa Baby, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
I just released Santa Baby, and I just wanted to pay homage to Eartha Kitt. Santa Baby is on every streaming platform, as well as Options and Don't Tell Me No. And the video for Santa Baby will be released tomorrow on Friday.
Cool. Wow, that's really good. And so Santa Baby is one of those songs that whether you choose to listen to the easy listening light rock or you just go all in full churchy, that song is gonna make its way on the playlist either way. And so I love that song. I love Eartha Kitt, really. You know, we don't spend enough time really celebrating the woman that Eartha Kitt was, but she was somebody. And I was reading that you loved the song, you were drawn to it. Was there any other aspects of Eartha Kitt that you were drawn to in recording the song?
It was just the simplicity of her delivery. I mean, she sung it so simplistic. It's not a whole bunch of runs. It's not a whole bunch of ups and downs. It is her intentional, deliberate voice, but sung so simple that it's just magical. Every time I hear it, it's piercing and it's smooth. It's everything that I hope that my version pays homage to.
I
did it some justice.
Yeah, you did do it some justice. I love it. And the additional ad libs that you have in the background, those are wonderful too. All right, everybody, I got to take a break right here, right in the middle of this interview with Brave Williams. We will be right back with Brave Williams, talking about her phenomenal career and music, all of that stuff. Y'all, we just tapped into all of it. And it was a great conversation, and I want you to hear the rest of it. But we'll be right back after these messages from our friends. You're listening to Talking Points right here on Soul Prosper Radio. I'm Fred Willis. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What's up, y'all? It's Erica Campbell, and I love this time of year. Make sure you love somebody, all right? Merry Christmas!
Hey, everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell them I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
Hey, everybody, it's Monica Lisa Stevenson, and I wanted to wish you a happy holiday season.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Brave Williams, everybody. Listen, I gotta ask you this though. As I said earlier, your journey did not start recently, and so one way to define you or describe you is the word that I picked up reading about you was indomitable, this indomitable spirit that you exude. Talk to me about persevering in this entertainment industry after you have been told no, and after things don't pan out the way that you would expect them to. Just talk to me about perseverance, your perseverance.
Yeah, you just, I encourage everyone, you have to have something bigger than yourself to fall on, because being in entertainment, being in any industry that you're trying to break into or you know, just divulge yourself in, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have days where you question everything, including your ability to succeed. Those things are inevitable because it's life, right? So we're all telling our own story. We're all the author of our own story. You just have to be able to make sure that you create a strong enough foundation outside of your own limited thinking, outside of your fear, whatever that be. For me, it's God. So I take my time. Even on days I don't feel like it, but I force it. I pray, I read, I make sure that I have something stronger to pull and to hold on to when I don't, you know, on days when I don't feel like I have the strength too, you know? So I just encourage everyone, find something bigger to believe in, because this business can, I've seen a lot come, I've seen a lot go, I've seen people lose their minds. So just to be able to still be healthy, to be sane, to put out quality work, I'm humbled by it, but I stay humbled by it because I stay in the word.
Wow. That's something you don't hear every day, but thank you so much for bringing that out, because I think sometimes people forget that God is God in the entertainment industry too, that you can take that same faith. You can take your faith, and it works, you know, when you're pursuing entertainment goals. I talk to people all the time, and it seems like that's a something that we have to remind ourselves of, you know, that God.
Yeah, because it's a very narcissistic, self-indulgent business. It is. Yeah. And so it's very get wrapped up in I, me, me. Look what I did. This is what I, music videos, everything. But it's such like a blip in the moment when you allow yourself to see the bigger picture, which is Him. All the blessings come from Him.
Yeah.
And just as easily as they come, they can go. So, you know, just mind your manners, be nice to people,
yeah.
Keep your head down and work and find that balance between what really matters in this world.
Wow, that's really cool. I got this last question for you. Before I ask you this question, I got to just rattle off a few things that Brave Williams is and does. All right. She's an ISSA certified trainer with the Brave Williams Fitness Club. She is the lead ambassador and trainer for the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation, Girls Who Rule the World. It's a mentorship program. She does charity work with the City Women's Shelter in Baltimore area, the St. Francis Mentorship Program. She works with the Associated Black Charities. And we already talked about film and music. So with all the, oh, she's beautiful too. I know some of y'all haven't met Brave Williams yet. She is a very beautiful woman, okay? I mean, like classic beauty, like Vanessa Williams kind of stuff, okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So with all that being said, I got to ask you, in your own words, who is Brave Williams?
Brave Williams is a woman that loves to work. I'm very passionate about the things that I like to do. I'm very selective on the things that I like to do, even though it seems like I do a lot in terms of singing, acting, and yes, I went back to school to become a certified trainer to learn about sports and science, because I do love fitness. I love transforming women's lives. I love training women to be strong. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to build an empire, and that is what I am actively doing, and just loving the moments, each moment, the ups and the downs that come with it. But I'm a hard worker. I guess that's really who and what I am. I'm an artist. I'm a singer. I'm an actress. I'm a physical trainer, but I am a woman that's not scared to put her head down and go to work to try to be great.
Wow. I love that. And great you are. You are already great, and you're on your way to even better greatness. I think that's the way to say that. That didn't roll off the tongue the way I wanted it to be. But yes. So you know what? I got to thank you for your time today. I know you have a very busy schedule today. And this Christmas season, I mean, the Christmas lottery is coming back on. It's on BET. You have to make sure that you watch it. Okay. Those of you with DVRs, DVR too, and then watch it again.
Yes, and not to mention, really quick, there's another movie that just came out today on UMC Network, which you can also find on WeTV Plus, called The Available Wife. I'm also starring in that movie as well. It literally just released today. So outside of the Christmas lottery that comes on BET, make sure you also check out The Available Wife, because the writing, I mean, they're two totally different types of stories. One was going to put you in the Christmas holiday spirit. The other one, you're going to grab some wine and just be ready to be entertained.
I love it. So you just got a wide range of art, you know, got a wide range of art. And so, you know what, for those of you who like, who unlike me are not fortunate enough to already know this and see this stuff on your phone, tell us how we can follow you on your social channels.
Yes, Be More Brave. My Instagram is Be More Brave. Everything is Be More Brave. If you tag me in something on my Instagram, I'm very active and social. I will hit you back. Let me know when you see the movies. Let me know your thoughts. You can DM me. I love the interaction, you know. So, yes, everything is Be More Brave. And Santa Baby is streaming on every streaming platform. Don't Tell Me No is on every streaming platform. And Options is on every streaming platform. So, definitely go check out my music and follow me to follow my journey.
I love it. Be like Brave and Be More Brave. Thank you so much for your time. Be More. You from Baltimore, aren't you? You from
Baltimore? That's right. Be More in the house.
Come on now. Look at this. All right now. So we got it all working together. Brave Williams, I got to thank you for your time, man. This has been so fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Stay safe. Hey, hey, I am Brave Williams, and right now you are locked into Soul Prosper Radio.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to today's show. My guest was none other than the lovely Brave Williams. She is a phenomenal actress and singer. She does a lot of charity work, and she's exploding on the scene, and so we're so glad to have spent this time talking to her and learning so much more about what she does. And I hope you enjoyed the interview. I hope you learned something today, that Hollywood is so big, and people are still thankfully able to work and create art, create music during this pandemic. So I hope you enjoyed the interview, and again, I hope you learned something. I always try to bring something out that we can learn. Actually, I want to highlight this, that when I asked her about her journey and perseverance, that she talked about the word, she talked about God. And that's something that obviously, you know, actors and entertainment people can fake. But you heard her answer, and you heard how she expressed that. And so that's something that I want to share with you. I want you to take from that, is that some of the people that you see on screen, that they take their faith just as seriously as they take their career. And it's that faith that is getting them to the next level. So I loved hearing that, and I hope you loved hearing that as well. I hope you loved it so much that you follow her, that you see her journey, that you also, you know, follow her career. She's got music. She's got the films that you can watch. Love.com, that's the one that I saw. And I was like, who is this? And hopefully, like she said, there's a love.com too. But we'll see. We'll see about that. And in this pandemic, I have had the opportunity to meet some new people, meet some new faces, meet some new writers, new producers, new film companies. And so being able to talk with Brave Williams today was quite good, you know, because I met her art. I met her through her art earlier this year, and now today talking about her music. This is just so cool, and I hope you enjoyed this. I'm gonna keep saying this because, you know, sometimes I have so much fun that, you know, I wonder how you guys feel about it. So if you feeling it, if you like what you hear today, let me know. Hit me up, fred@spradioshow.com. Let me know what you think about it. This has been Talking Points, and until the next time, I hope you will have a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year. We will be back with another great guest, another great show, and another great topic real soon.
It's profound, man. It's for real.
SP Radio.